Hey everyone, welcome back to But Why Though, and today we have a exclusive South by Southwest 2019 interview with Musa Kreish and Omid Abtahi from the hit show American Gods. We were at South by Southwest at the American Gods house at one of the parties that were happening, and we got to talking with Musa and Omid, and they were gracious enough to just do an impromptu interview with us. So apologies in advance for some of the audio quality. We did record it in the middle of a party. But here is your taste of South by Southwest 2019. And of course, stay with us for more of that coverage.
Get that, audio.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Yeah.
Omid just said, "What's a bebop?"
Okay. It's a bebop.
I'm gonna bebop you. You don't know what cowboy bebop is?
I'm like I said, I just know bebop from Ninja Turtles.
What do you think? Who do you think Omid would be in cowboy bebop? That's a good one, right?
But there's still like many characters from like all
from
the world.
From the main cast.
Okay, from the main cast.
From the main ship.
I think he would be a decent Jet. I could see you.
You think he would be?
No, you're Jet. You're Spike.
I don't know. You think I would be Jet?
I think he's Spike. You got the beard.
No. Let's talk about personality.
Okay.
Not looks. I don't look anything
so
like anybody.
It's so hard though. The cast is so
I look like
limited.
The dog on that one. Whoa! And we have Pablo.
And Pablo. Hi.
We're doing a raw nerd.
Yeah.
Out.
You're
Pablo
welcome to join.
Yes.
No. It's raw.
Who'd Pablo be on Cowboy Bebop?
Okay.
You know what Cowboy Bebop is?
Spike.
I mean, all the characters are technically just
true.
Really
technically, Spike is Martian, which is like, because the setting is so far ahead in the future where it doesn't even matter.
Here's the thing. I only got through the first 10 episodes, like the storyline.
Is this a new thing, by the way?
No. It's like
early 2000s anime.
Yeah.
And it came on Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
And then an entire generation of people who love anime were born.
Yeah. We are born in seven.
Yeah.
I know you're into comic books, but I know
you're into comic books.
I love that too.
I know Cowboy Bebop was one. It was the first time I saw an anime, and I was like, the camera moved.
Yeah.
My favorite thing. I was like, the way Spike would fight, and the way the camera would just kind of jerk around him.
It was like a movie.
Somebody has to. But you know who figured that out in a weird way? John Wick.
Yes.
They saw the way the camera movement was in this animated series, and it just the characters look very, very fluid in their movements.
That's a great
almost
word.
Like how we move too. So that's what made it so good. But the personalities were great.
It was
the music.
Iconic.
The opening of Cowboy Bebop.
So I watched the first 10 episodes, mm-hmm. and then I watched the movie.
Okay.
I remember the other guy's name in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why I left. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Rocksteady was the rhino, right?
Let's stop
here.
Did you guys try the mushroom?
We're also getting food delivered right now.
And well, we also need to introduce who we're talking to.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes.
We've been chatting away.
This is Musa Kreish.
And this is Omid. Omid Abtahi didn't get any food. Abtahi did not get any food.
Oh, feels okay. So sad now.
I was looking forward to it. Yeah.
Hang on, we're gonna get it back.
There's like one left.
Oh.
It's alright.
We'll sure, I can wait.
Save my appetite.
Thank you guys.
Oh, we'll take that one.
Excuse me.
Oh my God, we're trying to fight for.
I'll take it.
Wait.
He didn't get a chance to grab one.
Oh, sorry.
Just bring more.
Okay.
All right. Wait, let's get serious now. We're having an interview.
I mean, this is a great intro. We got to talk about anime with you guys for at least 5 minutes.
I saw her who let's, you would want to play.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let's do proper introductions first. I'm Musa Kreish.
I'm eating. I'm Omid Abtahi.
And we are on American Gods.
We play Salim in the gym.
And we're getting so much food right now.
No, live your best life. That's great.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Let's geek out. Yes. You guys have a, is that the motto? Let's geek out.
We should. We don't have a motto. No. Except anime is gonna anime is kind of what we've been saying on our anime podcast.
What is it, anime?
Anime is gonna anime. Because we have to come up with reasons why to explain things in our podcast.
Okay, it's Musa and Omid, and anime is gonna anime right now.
That's awesome.
Boom. I love it. I love it.
Let's start.
Yes, so hi guys. So this is Lanisha, and I'm joined with Kate at the South by Southwest House for American Gods. And we got the opportunity to talk to two amazing castmates from the show. And this is really just a raw, as you've decided to call it, very raw episode where we're just going to geek out with you guys.
Yeah, I want to know what makes you guys geeks.
Okay.
So let's talk about that.
You want to go first?
Okay.
Don't be shy. Jump right in.
Okay. So for me, what makes me a geek is I have always looked for other stories to dive into. Because, I mean, like, growing up, my grandma used to tell me, like, crazy scary stories and folklore. And, like, that's kind of, like, been the base of everything I do. And so when I got older, or older as in, like, 6 and 7, 8, 9 and 10, I started, like, I got my first X-Men comic book when I was 8. And it changed my life.
X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, like, which X-Men?
Uncanny.
Uncanny.
Yeah. Actually, and then my uncle, the second comic book, I got to read Giant Size X-Men, one of the first runs. So Giant Size X-Men, if you don't know, is the first time they introduced Storm into the series. And as a kid, I remember watching the 90s animated show. And Storm was like, man, I could be her. I kind of look like her. I love this. And I fell in love with the X-Men. And then I'd say comic books from there. It's just kind of made me fall in love with everything else.
Okay. Beep, beep. Let's take a moment. Everybody's favorite X-Men character. You're into X-Men, right, Omid? You know who the X-Men are? You are? Okay, if you could be an X-Men, who would you be?
Your choice.
Always
cool.
When he's
take
eating.
You start first. Who would you be?
Me? Storm. So it's the first time I saw a black woman and like as a superhero. And since then, I just saw her like she's powerful. She's a freaking god. Like she comes through. She's an Omega level mutant. She has all this power. And it's just great to see her be able to fly, control the clouds. Like she is like limitless. So seeing somebody like that who could be limitless, like own their power, be sure of herself, and be a leader of a team of mutants, it's inspiring. I mean, like, I think I started watching that show when I was like maybe 7 years old. So like for me, that was like, oh, I have to explore more, get more into like my geekhood, and like that was my introduction.
You really got deep in the explanation.
I know. I mean, most of my stuff usually goes back to representation. I can't help it, but
that's fair.
I mean, yeah. So it definitely will be Storm.
Mine's a lot less deep. I would be Rogue because then I don't have to choose a mutant. I can just take everybody's powers and use it when I want to. But like, it has to be. The Rogue that has Captain Marvel or Miss Marvel's powers.
Yeah.
So
I'm high-fiving her. Yeah. You guys can't see it, but I'm high-fiving her.
Like she has to be able to fly and have super strength and like just be a badass. But also just like take other people's like it's like a double-edged sword, right? Like that's one of like why Rogue's so vulnerable and like you can get engaged with her is because that's the problem. But the other thing is like I could be Iceman if I want to. I could be Magneto if I wanted to. I could just think what I needed.
What about you?
Probably Magneto so I can fuck you guys up.
Yeah.
No, Magneto was right.
Yeah,
was
right. Yeah. And I want to be Ian McKellen, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's...
Guys, I'm gonna drop something on you, and you guys are gonna be like, "Wow!"
Was there a brown X-Men?
No.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah,
no.
It should be fixed. That should
okay,
be.
Okay, it should be fixed. But you know who I would play? And want to be? Longshot.
Ooh,
really?
That's a deep cut.
Okay.
Explain why. Explain the powers. I feel like you know who Longshot is.
I know. That's a name I'm fairly.
I know who Longshot is. But I don't know a lot about him.
Longshot's power. He's an alien, but. His power is luck.
That's right.
Luck.
Yeah.
Luck? It's just luck.
It's a probability meter. So it's really weird. Some X-Men have some weird things. So kind of similar. Have you seen Deadpool 2?
And he has three fingers and the things he could do.
I do want to say we call Moose Mr. Longshot in the audition room. So.
Whoa. That's very true.
This is a raw podcast.
It's a, it's very true. I come to set and it's like, oh, there's Mr. Longshot.
I think it was probability mutation. So, like, it's kind of like Domino. Like, she, it's
yeah, her, it's her and Domino are from the same planet.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
They're from the same planet. But yeah.
I haven't heard Longshot in a long time.
I don't even know what that looks like.
Yeah.
He has long blonde hair. He has three fingers. Mm-hmm. Two are really thick, so you can imagine what he is like. And, and he's always lucky.
X-Men?
Yeah. Omid is looking up Longshot. We have to explain this to your...
Bro, really? This guy?
Yeah. Yeah. That guy.
He could be further from you.
Like you look like Magneto right now.
I don't
even know Ian McKellen or Magneto from the comics.
No one looks like us.
That's what I'm saying. That's
representation.
How we, okay, if I was gonna go by somebody who a comic book character that was Middle Eastern that I would love to play,
Iron Sheik.
Wow, racist against his own people. You know that? Iron Sheik. I would play. I'm gonna go DC Universe. I would play Black Adam.
Yes.
Guys.
Look, let's probably see him. Let's probably see him.
I would love to play Black Adam,
yes.
Or
Black Adam or Atom.
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 Like the
Wait,
A-D-M.
No, Adam.
Oh, my bad.
Like the name.
Yeah. The Rock wanted to play him just to
Isn't
give you kind of.
I think he is playing him.
I don't think he got it. Or Moon Knight.
Oh, Moon Knight. See,
I'm the real deal. I had comics.
I can have you back for like another episode, like where we have better sound quality.
What about me? I'm just kidding.
What's your favorite thing?
No,
though?
You know X-Men.
What? No, I don't know. I don't know stuff that much.
No, but what? Like, what's your favorite thing outside of Geek or Nerd? Anything?
I'm a basketball junkie.
I can talk to you all day. I played basketball for 18 years. College basketball. I tore my ACL twice. I did not. I had to pay for school somehow, man. Like, I got the stars here.
Where did you play?
I played at Aurora University, small college in Illinois. But like two ACL surgeries, and still got over $20,000 of student loan debt.
Wait, did you play point?
No, I was power forward.
You were power
Wait,
forward.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
How are you power forward?
I am small, but I'm mighty. I don't take shit from nobody.
Were you playing against midgets? Like
no. No, hey,
power
now,
forward.
Look, if we can find a hoop and a ball, I will take you. I have my shoes on. I'm good.
I actually would like, because Omid, I'm going to give him compliments.
Yeah.
Is a pretty badass baller. We've played. Okay, thank you. We've played together.
Yeah.
And there were some days that I wasn't wearing my glasses or something, and he did win.
Are you a point?
By a point? No, yeah. I can't dribble. I can just shoot.
That's fine.
But I got to tell you, our cast is really talented. Because Pablo played in college, and so did Orlando.
Oh, wow.
Orlando played Division 1.
Wow. That's awesome.
Pablo played Division 1?
No, Pablo played Division
1. I mean, I would assume Pablo either played soccer or basketball, just because goalie or...
No, so he played basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's my extent of basketball knowledge. Tim Duncan.
That's it?
Really?
Not even the current players of San Antonio?
Because all of my men have retired, and Kawhi left us and is now a traitor, and I will not acknowledge him, because unlike people who follow LeBron around whenever he jumps a team, San Antonio...
No,
San Antonio, players
you're
San
gone.
Antonio.
You're exiled from my heart.
You ruined it.
Yeah.
My dad used to work at, so he works at a restaurant, and the head chef is friends with the guy who runs Alamo Dome and Pop. And so every now and then my dad would get tickets to the Final Four for college basketball. And so every year me and my dad would go to at least one NCAA Final Four game in San Antonio. They were terrible seats.
Wait, is it always in San Antonio?
Most of the time, yeah.
I mean, March Madness is coming up.
It was when the Alamo Dome was still around.
What's that?
So
your bracket ready for March Madness?
No, I don't know college basketball well enough. But I do, I mean, if Zion's going to play, I do want to see him. But I think he's done for the season, right?
Yeah.
Done?
Yeah. Who would you, if you could build a team... Using
I'm stealing your geek podcast to talk about basketball.
I know, but
I got this.
That's
we can
geeky.
Make it geeky.
That's geeky.
If you had to pick five superheroes for your starting five.
Superman.
Just that's him.
Such a
just
cheat.
Him.
That's
is there also like a...
Wait, who's the shapeshifter?
Mystique.
I would pick her.
Okay.
She looks like she plays with the other team.
Okay.
Okay. And is there someone who can like just jump? Like, I mean, who moves really fast?
Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Nightcrawler would be better because he can just teleport.
Can,
is there somebody who can grow in size?
Yeah.
There's
Apache.
My center. Apache?
I was thinking Giganta.
He could be Ant-Man.
He could be Ant-Man.
There's a couple.
Ant-Man could not hold a basketball.
Why?
Isn't he tiny?
He can grow.
So is Ant-Man and Giant-Man.
Yeah, but he can't use his ant powers because as soon as he gets small.
No, but you know why you'd want Ant-Man is that he'll get really tiny, and then if the other team is dribbling, he can actually get the ball.
Close to the ball, yeah. And then
he can just knock it out of their hand.
So if you had your hand and you're getting a pass, shrink into your hand, grow, grab the ball,
and
steal it.
Ant-Man has the proportionate strength of an ant.
Yeah, so he'd be pretty.
Just saw Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah.
So cute, isn't he? Because he's never seen Star Wars. I have to drop that. Me, and you know why I'm dropping that? It's because he's in Star Wars and he's never seen Star Wars.
I hadn't seen Star Wars. I have now binged the entire series.
You're in Star Wars?
The Mandalorian, yes.
Oh, holy shit! I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
I can see why. I've totally bought into the world.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Just being able to open world.
So you wouldn't jump ship to Star Trek if they were like,
I'm not a Trekster, whatever that's called.
Trekkie. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm not into it.
I'm not a Trekster either. How dare you?
If they offer me a job, then maybe, you know.
Pretty money, yes.
Yeah. But Star Wars, it's like, I'm really excited about Star Wars Land, and like, I've totally bought into it. The music played a huge part of it for me.
Yeah.
In sucking me into that world.
Because I've been to, I went to like Play It Live, where they do the symphony to accompany the show. Holy crap. It's a whole nother level. Like, it shakes your soul.
Right.
Like, just, John Williams.
Yeah.
You know, I love Star Wars and Star Trek. I enjoyed both.
Love Star Trek.
Yeah.
But now, because I'm thinking of 80s movies.
Yeah.
I think I would have loved to be in Indiana Jones.
Oh,
that movie just seems so much fun to make and do.
And you worked with Steven Spielberg.
I did. And he told me a lot of really cool stories.
That was his first job, right?
My first job.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was my first job. And then my second job.
It's all been downhill since then.
My second job.
It's
totally downhill. Now I'm just like running around
making. Part of his career.
My second job was super bad, and we ran into Seth Rogen yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I actually saw him and I was like, hey. And he looked at me and I was like, you gave me my start in Superbad. And he totally was like, holy shit, we've all wondered where you were. Because he goes, there's a photo of all you guys.
We're gonna go get some barbecue.
Oh, hell.
Five or ten minutes.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm good. Up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have been so gracious to talk to us this long.
But I still want to geek out. Yeah, how do you, and he still doesn't know who Cowboy Bebop is.
Yeah, that's where this all started.
Well, like, let's answer your question, because I do want to find out, like, what made you a geek.
Are you made a geek or born a geek?
I think I was born a geek. I don't know. I loved everything. You know, I watched everything when I was a kid. Like, I could tell you, I watched every episode of Smurfs. I remember Rainbow Bright.
Yes.
I had a whole Cabbage Patch Kids.
I'm with you. I saw all that stuff.
I had Garbage Pail Kids collection.
Me too.
I still have original, like, when Marvel actually came out with, like, cards.
Were you ever into Japanese stickers?
Yeah, no. I got into, and that's how I got into anime. Like, anime.
Pogs? Anyone?
No, I didn't get into Pogs.
Yeah.
I think when I first got into anime, my first introduction was Fist of the North Star. A friend of mine
who
showed me that.
Yeah.
And then from that, Robotech. And I wasn't crazy. And you know what? This might be sacrilegious, but I saw Akira, and I the second half, I was like, this is boring.
Yeah, we feel the same way.
Yeah, I love the opening, but once he gets into the second,
it's just a lot. And
it's
I
too
mean,
much going on.
Everyone always makes you feel guilty. Like, I think when I say everyone, I feel like it's the toxic fanboys who make you feel guilty for not thinking Akira is this masterpiece. But truly, when you look at the plot, it's all over the place.
Well, I'll tell you what, Akira is to Japanese animation what Watchmen is to comic books.
That's fair.
That is fair.
That's really
fair. Your geek friends will understand.
They will understand.
Yeah.
Omita's looking at me. It's like, what the?
What are these words?
I should see these.
You don't have to watch Akira. Wait till like Taika Waititi makes it into a live action. Then I think
is Taika doing Akira?
No, they keep putting that out there.
They keep tying into it, but it's not.
I don't think he doesn't have the sense for that.
True, but it's like
he's more Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, I would actually get doing Cowboy.
Yeah, his humor works for Cowboy Bebop. I don't think it works. Akira's not.
They floated, and I think it's just because he did a great job with Ragnarok, and then Jordan Peele came out with Get Out. So they are the names that they keep on trying to tie to like an Akira franchise. Yeah. But honestly, I don't even want an Akira live action. But if either of them made it, I would be inclined to see it because I like their work.
I'm just curious about Cowboy Bebop on Netflix. Yeah. So who's playing Spike?
Nothing's been announced. So they start production
it's
in
live action.
Yeah.
We're gonna watch some Cowboy Bebop.
It's only 24 episodes.
Yeah.
It's only 24 episodes. It's on Hulu. The movie is great.
Yeah.
The movie's really good.
I think you'll really enjoy the fight scene.
Who's
and
the character
the
in Cowboy Bebop who he was kind of like the round guy with the top hat?
Oh, the one guy, the spike was on a case and he was getting up. Oh,
and he couldn't beat him, but the only thing that scared him was cats.
Yeah,
you gotta know these.
But see, that's a great thing about it. There's so many memorable characters throughout that series.
My favorite episode is, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the one where they leave the food in the fridge and it grows into a monster and it starts attacking the ship. It's called like Toy Box or something.
Now that I'm rewinding it in my head, I don't know if Pablo would have been right for Vicious.
I want to see him as sinister, but I mean, like, the Vicious is very sinister.
Yeah, but Vicious, there was almost like a... like a broken elegance to him because he was basically the mirror version of Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Who would you cast?
Yeah.
As Spike?
Main crew.
If I was going to cast Spike, I think a young Keanu Reeves would have been good.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm talking about, like, Bill and Ted's excellent because he had that lankiness to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you heard of Louis Tan? A lot of people want him to be Spike.
Oh,
I don't know
Tan.
Who that is.
He was in...
he's in Into the Badlands AMC.
He was... If you watched Iron Fist, he was the one guy
episode
that
eight.
Talked, episode
the
8.
The Drunken Master.
Uh-huh. Him. Is he the younger kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's part of martial arts royalty, essentially. Like, his dad and his uncle is, like,
British and Japanese.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, let me make sure. No, that's not him.
No,
that's
wait,
not.
No, Louis Tan. No, L-E-W. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wow, this has been
refreshing.
This has been good.
Yeah,
I mean, will say this.
I'm surprised. We need more of it. You guys, please reach out.
Right. I would.
Can
you give my card?
Look at him. Oh, yeah. Can we?
Oh, yeah.
He would totally be fine.
Right?
Yeah, wasn't he in Deadpool?
Yes.
And he died.
He's Shatterstar.
And he's Shatterstar and he died so quickly.
Yes. My heart broke, but then I also appreciated the moment. Yes, this is my card.
Kate just gave me her number, guys.
Give me mine also.
Oh, no. My fantasy is about to be fulfilled.
Also, both of them.
Guys, I just took two cards.
So I want to talk about basketball with you.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Actually, so my husband's over there just kind of like,
and she dropped
off
the husband.
He
but he's a.
American
but
blood.
You know what?
I mean, I'm single.
Guy in the green shirt.
He's okay with it.
Is it a video
single.
Game?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm
we both are.
Fine. Oh, really?
Yes.
I work in video games a lot.
Oh, nice.
Really? Yeah, so y'all are perfect to come back. When we can act like we can offer better sound quality. We would love to have you back.
Where's coming back? Where's that?
Well, I mean, like, we can send you a we can
like,
do a Google Hangouts episode.
Thing?
Yeah. Okay. Right. We would love to do another episode.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is amazing.
Looking forward to the new season.
Yeah, no, the reason